welcoming our next guest. Her name is Saran Sankofa. She's CEO of Saran Says LLC. She's a life coach, motivational speaker, and writer who does so much more. But she's joining us to continue the conversation around 2020 goals. She actually recently dropped a calendar challenge that, let's just say, it may help you truly embrace grit, gratitude, and goal setting. So, Saran, welcome to the lounge.
Thank you, Sarita. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Of course. Okay, so first, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Saran Sankofa. That was perfect.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. I wanted to make sure I got it right. So happy New Year to you. How'd you bring it in? How'd you bring in the New Year?
I was with people that I love. I spent it dancing. I had some good food, good vibes. There was something magical about this new year for sure. I think everybody is really excited about 2020. I think that everyone is just generating a lot of positive energy, a lot of passion towards their goals, and I was definitely around people that were doing that. So it was great. How was yours?
Mine was good. I brought it in like real relaxed, which I'm not mad at, but definitely brought it in, you know, around folks that I love. And my youngest daughter's birthday is also December 31st. So we like, and during the day we did some fun birthday stuff. And then, you know, during the night kind of brought it down, had some family time, all that good stuff. So it was good. It was good. Thanks for asking.
Of course.
Yeah. So listen, tell folks a little bit about yourself, because I mean, you're a life coach, you're a motivational speaker, like you wear a lot of hats. So tell us a bit about who you are and what you do.
Yes. So I started Saran Says in 2014, and I started it because I went to Ghana, West Africa. I spent the summer there, and it changed my life. I knew that I had always known that I wanted to help people and that I wanted to use my voice to do so, whether that be my voice through writing, my voice through speaking, but I was really charged to do the work when I went to Africa and when I came back. And I studied psychology and journalism in undergrad. I'm studying now to be a clinical social worker. Mm. And really what I do is I help people, primarily people of color, also high school age and college age students, find grit, gratitude, and goal setting in their lives as a way to really just design the lives that they want to live and to just be fulfilled in what it is their purpose to do. So I started motivational speaking in high school, and I started writing in high school as well, and I started coaching in college, and it's been a beautiful, amazing journey ever since. I get to meet all types of people all the time. I get to share my gifts with the world, and I get to impact people's lives in a positive way, and that's all that I need to feel good at the end of my day when I go to sleep at night. So
I love it.
That's me.
So, like, now to hear that you are a motivational speaker in high school, I think for some folks, that's like, wait, what? What? Like, that's, you started early. So, I mean, what was it at least at that point in your life? Like, what were some of the messages that you were sending, you know, like in terms of motivation, and who was your primary audience that you were looking to reach at that point?
Absolutely, yeah. So I started with a community center in West Philadelphia called the Enterprise Center. And I was fortunate because my mom worked there. So it started because I wrote a grant to start an after-school program for high schoolers when I was, I believe, in ninth grade. And that gave me the window to talk to young people. Primarily, it started with the importance of giving back to people, finding things in their community that they were passionate about, and realizing that they could be autonomous and independent in those initiatives. Mm. And from there, I actually was a delegate for the Kellogg Foundation, and I started traveling around the country talking to people about nutrition and fitness. And that was really where it started. I was fortunate enough to just kind of be in the right place at the right time. Somebody thought that I had a cool personality, and that they, you know, they thought that I could handle it, and that's how it started. You know, the after school program that I started back, I guess that might have been 2009 or 2010, it is no longer in existence. But what I got to do with that was I got to be a part of a group of people at that time who also went through the Enterprise Center, who were starting businesses, who were receiving money. It was a bunch of young people at that time, high school students, who were really doing amazing things as it just relates to fulfilling their passion. So that was a great opportunity for me. That's how it started. And then I just realized, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm all in it. Go ahead, girl.
I realized that I like talking, if you can't tell. I realized that I like talking. And when I was in college, I had a radio show. And that was just like the beginning of me knowing, really knowing that my voice was powerful and that I could, you know, impact people using my voice. So it was just, you know, it was all God, you know, it was all God.
Doing what God does, right?
Yes.
I think it's like your story is definitely one that speaks to, among other things, just the power of showing up as your authentic self in the spaces that you occupy. You know, like the fact that someone saw the work that you were doing, but what they also saw was your personality, right? Like you just being you, and that end up opening up such a door. Like the Kellogg Foundation is major. So to be able to do the work that you did and traveling across, it sounds like, the country, I think that just speaks to the power of showing up as your authentic self in spaces and places.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like any advice that you might offer to folks who may struggle with that, who feel like they have to kind of adjust or switch or constrict who they are in different spaces, like who are just kind of struggling to get in touch with, like, who is my authentic self, right? Like, what does that look like, and how do I show up as who I am?
Right. Well, I think before you can give anyone your authentic self or portray an authentic image to anyone, you have to give that authentic image to yourself. You have to look in the mirror and you have to love what you see. You have to know that you're great, and it doesn't always come easy. We maybe didn't all grow up in homes where our parents nurtured that, or maybe it just wasn't in our nature for us to be, you know, it might not be in someone's nature for them to be confident or for them to know themselves. But I really think it's about doing the work. I think it's about testing yourself. I think it's about drawing out the guidelines that you want to live by as a human being, exercising your spiritual boundaries, and really putting in the time to know who you are, whether that's meditating, whether that's prayer, whether that's, you know, hopping from hobby to hobby, just figuring out what you love. And when you know what you love and you know how what you love to do is a reflection of who you are, I think you can be authentic outside of yourself. You know, I think you can go out in the world and be confident in knowing that you know who you are, and no one can take that from you. So I think it's about doing the work. I think some people spend lifetimes trying to figure out what they love to do, and I think that as soon as you get any instinct, any feeling, any bout of inspiration that just makes you feel like you want to be creative, that makes you feel like you want to act, I say do it. You know, don't hesitate. You know, take the risk. And know that if the reward will come, whether it comes now or whether it comes later, just exercising your freedom to be a human being and to figure out who you are is one of the most powerful things that you can do as a person. So I think it's really about that, you know, tapping into yourself and doing the work. It's hard work, you know, but nothing in life that comes easy is worth having, right?
That's true.
You know, there's nothing that I can think of in life that's more rewarding than loving yourself and knowing yourself. Really knowing yourself is like the greatest glory.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. It was something really kind of simple, but I started paying more and more attention to it and got intentional about not doing it anymore. And that was like, and I think a lot of Black folk in particular might identify with this, but it's the phone voice that you put on when you're talking to, like, bill collectors, or, you know, you're having those professional conversations and you alter your voice. You kind of code switch in that way. I realized that I was doing that. And I didn't want to do that anymore. Like, I wanted to I wanted to speak in my authentic voice and not change that, not have to change that in such a way based off of how I felt I would be received and the outcomes of that. And so just even being conscious about, you know, when I answer that phone, just answering in my voice, not, you know, adjusting it in some way. That was a major shift for me. Like just tapping into something as small as that and, yeah, and taking back, like literally taking back my voice.
And I think that as women and as people of color, we feel like we're, you know, hyper-criticized because we often are. So even just, you know, being a woman or being a black person, I think we kind of have that voice in the back of our minds that's like, are people judging me? You know, mm-hmm. people have these expectations of me. How do I live up to these expectations? But I think now is a better time than ever to just celebrate who you are. Because when you see people like Cardi B climbing up, when you see people who are just totally themselves and it's celebrated, you know, I don't want to just use Cardi B as an example. There's tons of other people mm-hmm. that we can look at, but just this idea that people actually like you more when you're uniquely you. People actually are attracted to you when you're not pretending. People are, there's like a magnetism mm-hmm. that just exists when you show up authentically. So it actually is more rewarding to do so. And I can definitely relate to your experience. I used to be really insecure about my hair. I used to feel like if my hair was natural or if my hair was in an afro and it wasn't, you know, super moisturized, if my curls weren't popping, that people were judging me. Mm. Like people wouldn't see me or they wouldn't hear me because they would be distracted with my hair, you know? And then I realized, like, my black is beautiful. My hair is beautiful. People see that courage and they get inspired by that strength. People, you know, hear your natural tone of voice and they get inspired just by how courageous you are in being yourself. So it's so important.
It is. It is.
Yeah. But it is a process. And everybody is
not here.
It takes time. You show up every day. It's a daily practice. You have to wake up every single day and look at yourself in the mirror. I know we're going to be talking about goal setting.
That's yeah.
One of the things that we definitely, you know, can highlight is just the repetition and the consistency of affirming yourself.
Yeah.
In whatever shape or form you need to do so in order to feel good.
Gotcha. All right, loves. If you're just tuning in, I'm chatting with Saran Sankofa. She's CEO of Saran Says, LLC. She's a life coach, motivational speaker. She's a yogi. She's a writer. Like, clearly, she just does the darn thing. But she's joining us today to continue the conversation around 2020 goals, right? New year goal setting. And so she's actually recently dropped a calendar challenge that I think could truly help you embrace grit, gratitude, and goal setting, as she puts it. So make sure you stay tuned. We'll be talking about that on the other side. But if you want to join the conversation, if you want to chime in on one of your goals for 2020, you know, let us celebrate it. Let us get behind it and just give you some good vibes so that you can move forward on your good foot. Okay, so feel free to call in 215-634-8065. Again, 215-634-8065. You can also call in toll free, 866-361-0900. Again, 866-361-0900. We'll be back after these messages.